You're listening to SBS News.
When it comes to isolated areas of the world, they don't come much more far-flung than the ice floes of the Northwest Passage, the route linking the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans in the Canadian Arctic. During an 18-day icebreaker expedition through the passage, researchers used helicopters to land on floes in Lancaster Sound and take samples. You would think such a sheltered and remote stretch of water would be free of the plastic pollutants that bedevil so many of the world's waterways. But what the team discovered in the samples truly shocked the project's chief scientist, Dr. Bryce Luce.
It turned out there was so much plastic that you could look at it with your naked eye and just see all of the beads and the fibers and the filaments sitting there in the bottom of the containers. And so we're seeing, you know, plastics of different colors and different geometries. Even knowing what we knew about the occurrence of plastic in ice and the ubiquity of plastic, for us it was kind of a punch to the stomach to see what looked like a normal sea ice core in such a beautiful, pristine environment, but just chock full of this material, which is completely foreign to the environment.
Fellow researcher Alessandra D'Angelo from the University of Rhode Island says the significance of the findings cannot be underestimated.
We have been able to sample ice cores from multi-year ice and from first-year ice here in the Canadian Arctic Archipelago. And I think this is the first time that we can show people the presence of microplastic in this area.
The researchers say the ice sampled had probably drifted into Lancaster Sound from more central regions of the Arctic, and it highlights just how serious and widespread the global waste problem is, with the United Nations estimating 100 million tonnes of plastic have been dumped in oceans. The plastic retrieved will now be further analysed to determine just what damage it could be doing to the sensitive environment, and to the fish, birds, and large ocean mammals like whales that live there. What's of even more concern is the US research findings coincide with a European study in the Norwegian Arctic, which has discovered microscopic particles of plastic falling out of the sky with snow. Scientists there have been left shocked by the sheer number of particles found, more than 10,000 of them per litre in the Arctic ice. Researchers collected samples from the Svalbard Islands using a dessert spoon and a flask before analysing them at a German laboratory. Lead scientist Dr. Melanie Bergman says she expected to find some contamination, but not nearly as much as this.
I think we're not treating our planet very thoughtfully. Basically, we produce all this packaging materials, we cover everything in polymer-based varnish. We use a lot of rubber, which we also find in our aerial samples, snow samples, and don't even think about what is happening to this in the environment.
Dr. Bergman was speaking there to the BBC, which also interviewed Arctic Circle dog sled tour operators about the environmental fears they hold for the region in which they work.
I'm here to show pure and clean snow and dogs and the Arctic nature, and that's what I hope to do for the rest of my life. And if it continues this way, I will not be able to.
When I hear that, my heart is crying, and I feel really terrible. So it's not good news, but we must not give up. We must start to fight against this. What can we do?
It is not surprising, and it just makes you really, really sad.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.